Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Melissa Owen, associate clinical professor, assistant dean for pre-licensure programs, Nell Hodgson, Woodruff School of Nursing at Emory University. Some of Dr. Owen's accolades include being a certified nurse educator, a fellow of the Heart Failure Society of America, the author of many grants in peer-reviewed publication, and has conducted numerous national and international presentations. Today's topic is an introductory nursing class to engage undergraduate Generation Z pre-nursing students. And before we get started, I do want to congratulate Dr. Owen and her co-author for having this topic published in the September-October 2020 issue of Nurse Educator. Welcome, Dr. Owen.
Thank you so much for having me here today to talk about this topic.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Owen, who are Generation Z and what characteristics does this generation have from previous generations?
Great. Thank you for that question. So just to start with, as we're having any conversation about generational research, it's important to emphasize that these are just generalizations about a group of individuals born during a certain time period. Although there are characteristics that will define these groups, faculty must be cautious not to utilize stereotypes to guide their learning. However, factors such as familiarity with technology, connectivity, and values may be used to create a more inclusive and supportive environment, and then in turn, creating positive outcomes for our students.
Sure.
So Gen Z roughly encompasses those individuals who were born between 1995 and 2009. And so we're now seeing them entering college and into our nursing programs. Important key differences with Gen Z's overall worldview include their familiarity with technology, their focus on diversity, and the economics in which they grew up in. The birth of this generation coincides with the birth of the internet. And so members of Gen Z are also termed digital natives. And they've always had, they've always been brought up with rapidly advancing technology, and they're comfortable searching across multiple sources for information and finding answers quickly. Gen Z also grew up in a time with a variable economic climate ranging from prosperity in the 1990s to the recession of 2000. So this may have impacted their views of the value of something as compared to the cost. Therefore, it's really important for students to understand the benefit of education compared to their career goals. Gen Z is also more diverse than previous generations, and so faculty need to be able to understand how to have an inclusive classroom environment. Gen Z also grew up in a time of increased movements related to social justice, and recent events in our country have fueled this generation's fight for equity and fairness for all. Historic events that this generation have seen include the legalization of same-sex marriage, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the fight for transgender rights. And so this has led Gen Z to focus on a more collective we view of the world as compared to a me view of the world.
It's very interesting. That term, digital natives, equates with Gen Z. That is very interesting. I like that term. Well, good deal, Dr. Owen. It's amazing the generation, how generations require different learning styles and the diversity of learners. This reinforces that nurse educators need to perhaps include a variety of teaching approaches that address the diversity of learners. And you really mentioned about technology, that's so important. Well, Dr. Owen, how do these characteristics of, I'm going to say Gen Z instead of Generation Z now, Gen Z influence their experience in the educational setting?
So as you mentioned, these students are digital natives, and so technology and connectivity is important to these students. They can rapidly adapt to new technology, and they may seek out different applications and other ways of learning. Gen Z's perspective on economics also makes it important for faculty to evaluate what products and books that we're using in the educational setting and adequately illustrate their benefits to the students, and also make sure these are fully incorporated into the course to make sure students are getting the maximum benefit for the cost of the product. From a learning perspective, Gen Z also values a hands-on approach and activities that they can apply to real-life situations. Active learning strategies are important to this generation, and research suggests that these students may prefer to learn first by observing someone else do a technique or a skill and before attempting it on their own. And so examples such as using videos in class or and then allowing students to engage with this content can be an effective teaching method, or providing a demonstration of the procedure in Skills Lab before asking the students to practice it on their own. Generation Z students may also prefer to learn on their own initially rather than starting with a collaborative setting such as a group project. And students, because they have rapid access to information on an individual basis, they may prefer to engage with it on their own and process it before bringing it to the group discussion or a group setting. With Gen Z's focus on social justice, it's really important to explore historical contexts of issues and to reflect on current events and application to nursing. It's imperative that faculty use diverse examples within their course and be mindful of potentially offensive content, stereotypes, and microaggressions towards students that can impact the student's learning experience. Particularly in nursing, it's important for students to understand the previous and current barriers to equality within the profession and in healthcare equity access for patients. Additionally, these students are more ready to recognize issues related to justice and equity and raise concerns about these barriers. And so faculty need to be prepared to respond to students on some of these issues related to social justice.
Well, Dr. Owen, you mentioned about the importance of using technology to make connections, and I would imagine making connections helps students in their learning because the students and also the faculty, I think, probably develop a trusting rapport that facilitates learning. And most students today are pretty technology savvy. Dr. Owen, excuse me, would you please elaborate on the term microaggression towards students? What does that mean?
So the term microaggression means something that can be perceived as a slight to a student, or sometimes it's a statement that is not perceived, you know, by the person who says it as something that could be offensive, but to others or to certain groups, it could be something that means something different than what was intentioned or meant. And so in the academic setting, for example, when faculty talk about foods high in sodium, and we use the classic example of Chinese food or Mexican food as high in sodium, you know, although the faculty may not perceive that as concerning, students do, because it is stereotyping a culture, implying that food in that culture is bad and high in salt and not healthy, and that's not the case. And so it's, you know, being mindful about what you say and how you say it, and really what that might mean to others. And so it's not an overt aggression, but it's just a small statement or, you know, something that over time can build up and really be detrimental to students' learning and create additional stereotypes and generalizations that we do not need in healthcare.
I like that term, and I'm going to start having a heightened sensitivity. And it sounds like these microaggressions are very, could be very subtle in nature, but very highly offensive on the other end? Thank you for answering that question. Dr. Owen, what are some ways that nursing schools can incorporate some of these principles into learning for pre-nursing or pre-health college students, either to attract them, let's say, to the profession, or to engage them in topics relevant to nursing prior to matriculating into a nursing program?
So nurse educators can leverage the characteristics of Gen Z by promoting the nursing profession in a multifaceted way. So I'd like to share my experience with teaching a class, and this was geared specifically towards pre-nursing students and mm-hmm. pre-health students that were on the fence mm-hmm. about pursuing a career in nursing. So mm-hmm. as an upper division program, trying to engage those students before they even come to our program or to entice them to come to nursing as opposed to other healthcare careers.
Mm-hmm.
So objectives for this course, we really sought to challenge some of the preconceived notions of the nursing profession, exploring different career paths that go beyond the bedside, and talking about some of the societal issues that influence the development of the nursing profession.
Mm-hmm.
So we started by appealing to Gen Z's active learning approach, and we combined it with real-world value and experiences. And
yes.
so we exposed students to a variety of nursing specialties and guest speakers. So some of these topics were critical care nursing, public health nursing, neonatal nursing, nursing anesthesia, and nursing's involvement in policy development.
Mm-hmm.
We had diverse guest speakers, and we had registered nurses, nurse practitioners, nurse anesthetists,
mm-hmm.
and they brought various perspectives on the profession into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they engaged the learners in a variety of different ways. And so some of their speakers, you know, brought pictures or showed videos about their specialty. Some actually brought equipment related to their specialty, like nasogastric tubes and premature-sized infant mannequins to just mm-hmm. illustrate, like, how small the patients were in that specialty. Others just talked about their various paths to the nursing profession, how they've used their skills, and really we tried to focus on beyond bedside nursing.
Yes.
So students also participated in a simulated skills day because we wanted them to have a feel for what nursing students actually experience and getting some hands-on task training. So we did things such as listening to heart and lung sounds, performing CPR on the mannequins, and observing a birthing simulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, one of the highlights of our semester was we would go and take a field trip to the Serious Communicable Disease Unit over at our academic medical center, where nurses played key team member roles in the care of patients with Ebola in 2014. Because the unit was empty, the students were able to tour the unit, see a patient room, and they actually tried on different types of the personal protective equipment that would have been used by the nurses and the other healthcare providers. And for some students, this is actually their first time being in the hospital or in a hospital room. And so these activities and others that we did in class allowed them to talk with various healthcare professionals and engage outside of the typical classroom experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allowed those students to engage in the real world. Because of their interest in equity, equality, and social justice for Gen Z, we also took a deep dive into exploring the history of the nursing profession. And we talked about the role of media's representation of nurses on the perception of the nursing profession by the general public through mm-hmm. TV shows and film viewing and discussion. We also talked about that there's been many people that have been influential in the nursing profession or have made great contributions to society. And
mm-hmm.
so we also had students choose someone. We gave them a list of people who had made contributions, also advised them that they knew somebody that was not on the list to let us know to research.
Mm-hmm.
And these people had made contributions through either social movements, breaking mm-hmm. barriers in the nursing profession, and fighting for equality. And so the students, mm-hmm. we had them independently research the person's life and contributions. So that appeals to Gen Z's, you know, working with the information on their own. And then they made a presentation to the class. And mm-hmm. so individual assignments and then engaging together as a group. And mm-hmm. often, you know, students come into class and they know about Florence Nightingale and maybe a few other mm-hmm. individuals like Clara Barton or Margaret sure. Sanger. And they left knowing about many others that are not often as often talked about in nursing history, like Mary Seacole, Sarah Emma Edmonds, Edith mm-hmm. Cavell, and C.Z. Walking Bear Yellowtail.
Well, Dr. Owen, this has been very informative about Gen Zs, and I'll have to remember, and I will remember, digital natives. I love that term. Dr. Owen, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with listeners. This ends the podcast.